Belgic Confession of Faith. We've broken up the article on baptism to three parts, and this is the third part, Article 34, Part 3. And so let us read responsibly. The ministers, therefore, on their part, administer the sacrament and that which is visible, but our Lord gives that which is signified by the sacrament, namely, the gifts and invisible grace, washing, cleansing, and purging our souls of all filth and unrighteousness, renewing our hearts and filling them with all comfort, giving unto us a true assurance of his fatherly goodness, putting on us the new man, and putting off the old man with all his deeds. We believe, therefore, that every man who is earnestly studious of obtaining life eternal ought to be baptized but once, with this only baptism, without ever repeating the same, since we cannot be born twice. Neither does this baptism avail us only at the time when the water is poured upon us and received by us, but also through the whole course of our life. So we're talking about baptism, and you notice it focuses on the sovereign action of God, of the Lord, in the sacrament. Although man performs the sacrament, the minister, as it says, administers the sacrament, yet the focus is not on the minister. The focus is really not even on the one receiving the baptism, but the focus is on the Lord, in what God has done through Jesus Christ. And so notice the benefits. Notice what it says here. It is our Lord who gives that which is signified by the sacrament. And so the focus of baptism is on the sovereign God. That's one of the reasons why we baptize infants, because the focus is not on the infant. The focus is on the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit. We emphasize that. We understand that that is the primary focus. It's called grace. So notice all that the Lord gives. What are the benefits? It says washing, cleansing, and purging our souls of all filth and unrighteousness. That's why water is used to point to that working of God. The renewing of our hearts. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. True assurance of our adoption. Again, one of the aspects of baptism is the name. Baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's his claiming that individual as his own child. And also the benefits of a new creation. Notice also in our confession, it says that we do believe in believer's baptism. We don't reject that. We do believe that the Bible teaches that if someone comes to faith in Christ, they ought to be baptized and their household. So we don't deny that. But notice the strong wording in the confession concerning opposition to rebaptism. And again, historically, if we understand the situation at the time, there were those that were called the radical reformers, the Anabaptists, who were fomenting strife and great harm in Europe at the time. And so it was very important for the Reformed to say, we are not Anabaptists. We are Reformers, but we're not the radical Reformers. And so if you go back through the Belgic Confession, you'll see that point made over and over again. So here is another place where that is emphasized again. That baptism is not, again, focused on what I do. It's what God does. And so if God does it, he does it once. He doesn't need to do that over and over again. But yet, at the same point in time, I thought this was a great statement. Neither does our baptism avail us only at the time when the water is poured on us and received by us, but also through the whole course of our life. And that includes before you were baptized, our election. And that includes after you're baptized, our sanctification. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that is working in us now. And so that is one of the reasons why we look back to our baptism. We find in it the strengthening of our faith. Just like we look to the Lord's Supper and the strengthening of our faith, so baptism also is designed to point us to the finished work of Jesus Christ, to point us to the election of the Father, to point us to the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. And so baptism, although it's once performed, the benefits of it is ongoing throughout our lives and even on into eternity. And so we celebrate and we are blessed with that sacrament as well as the Lord's Supper. Amen.